Well, hello all.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello all, and welcome again to A Fresh Perspective, powered by Power with Purpose. This is your purpose moment, so let's get in and get moving. Today we are going to be talking about various things, but we are definitely going to be concentrating on why you are afraid to depend on you. Like I said, I will never browbeat you with the Bible, but I have to include God in everything that I do. And one thing that I do know is that all things are possible through Christ that strengthens me. Oftentimes when, you know, things happen because life brings you adversity, you have two choices. You have to come out and decide that you are going to win and do what you need to do, or you're basically going to concede and then, you know, not reach your full potential. But, you know, in terms of just who you are and in terms of which direction you want to go, you always definitely want to be, you know, at a point to where you're moving forward, you know, that you're able to take the punches and the ups and downs in life. I mean, that's your journey and how you overcome those things, how you become a better you, how you just do everything on purpose and with purpose. And if you're not at that point yet, then great. But hopefully, you know, you'll be moving towards it, you know, because you have to run your own race, live your own life according to your own standard, you know, after God, of course. But it's not about anyone in the beginning but you. You know, and one of the prime examples that I actually bring up, or a main example, is when, you know, you're working and, you know, you lose a job and you may not have that much of a savings to depend upon, and you don't really have anyone in your life that you can depend upon to just not necessarily give you a hand out, but a hand up. What do you do at this particular point? Who do you go to? You know, what exactly, and you ask yourself the question, what is it that you do to get to that next point? And then when you realize that it's nobody there but you and God, what do you do? Absolutely, the first thing you should do is pray and ask God to intercede on your behalf. But after you do that, are you going to lay down and die, so to speak? Are you going to lay down and just give up? Or are you going to get past all of the fears, in which God never gave you a spirit of fear, but he gave you sound mind, you know, and of love. So at the beginning and the end of the day, when you are again in that predicament where you have to depend upon you solely and completely to get that next meal, to keep a roof over your head, to do all the things that we need to do in life that are necessities for us to live and live well, why is it so many of us are afraid? You know, number one, because a lot of people don't even have confidence in themselves. They would not even know what to do if they weren't going to a job every day, if they weren't having a routine to follow every day. You wouldn't know what to do. You know, oftentimes you sit and, you know, you say that you can conquer all things, that you can do all things, but a lot of that is just lip service, because when it comes down to what you're doing in life, and when it comes down what you're choosing to do in life, and even more importantly, when it gets to the point to where, again here, adversity comes your way, what is it that you're going to do? What is it that you're going to do to back yourself out of the corner? What is it going to do for you not to be strangled by the ropes? You know, what is it going to take? What is it really going to take for you to get it, for you to understand it, for you to move past you? Because, again, here, oftentimes, you know, what you have to consider and what you have to think about are your next steps. And when you don't have direction, and when you don't even, when you don't have direction and when you don't really have an idea as of how you're going to get things done and where you're going to start from, oh my goodness, you want to call on King Jesus all the time. He is the truth, the way, and the life. And again here, I'm not trying to browbeat you, but I'm very spiritual in the sense of knowing God, loving God, and not ashamed of the gospel of God. Because I know when it's all said and done, And sometimes your own family members will not be there for you. It's just you and God. And again, what are you going to choose to do? Are you going to choose to live your life? Are you going to choose to move forward? Are you just going to stop moving, period? What is it that you're going to do to change your now, especially if you're at a point to where you're just not happy and everything has become so routine and you've gotten so used to the routine that that has become your reality. That is what you are. That's what you have allowed yourself to become. And so when you think about those things, the one thing that you must understand is that your reality, you have the ability to change that. But it begins with confronting your fears. It begins with confronting you and you getting to an understanding and a space and place to where you are able to look yourself in the mirror and say, no matter what, I'm going to make it through this. No matter what, this is not going to beat me. No matter what, I am purposed and powerful, because we are powerful with our imperfect selves. But again, you know, ask yourself the question, who is speaking to you? Who is talking in your ear? Who is in your environment? And how greatly of an influence do they have upon you? How much of your power do you give away on a consistent basis to give people the power to direct and dictate your life, a life that they didn't even give you? But, you know, just moving forward and moving back into the topic of conversation here, why are you afraid to depend on you? Because, again, here, when it's all said and done, and nobody's around, and you're in your quietest of the quiet moments in your life, you know, and it's just you, and you, and God forbid, if, you know, there's nothing wrong with talking to yourself, just don't answer yourself, you know, but when life comes and you feel like the weight of the world is on your shoulders, what are you going to do? You know, for me, I'm going to come out fighting, because that's all I know. I will never, and things that people say never, no, I can say never. I'm never going to give up, never. I don't care what anyone has to say. I don't care who it is that has something to say, because the one thing that you have to remember is there will always be people who have something to say. But see, I was never one of those people who lived my life according to people. You know, people don't validate me. God does. So at the beginning and the end of the day, I know me. And when you know who you are, there's only certain things or certain individuals that you are going to allow to happen to you, you know, especially the things that you have control over. And there's only certain individuals that you are going to allow in your space, your place, especially your personal space, and in your environment. And I often say that if the people that are around you are not going in the direction in which you want to go, or they are not already there, then those are not the people for you. But again here, when your back is up against the wall and all you have to depend upon is yourself, what is it that you're going to do? Are you going to sleep on the gifts that God gave you to make a living, to go out there? What is it that you're going to do? In today's world, we live in one of the most prosperous countries. America is one of the only countries that I know, you have the power to reinvent yourself, no matter your lineage, no matter where you come from, no matter if you were object poor or in object poverty, you can come here the legal way, hopefully, you know, but you can come here in any event and you can reinvent yourself, meaning you can live the life that you are destined or that you choose to live. But it's all about, of course, working hard and perseverance, not hard work. You notice I didn't say hard work. I said working hard, because when you're working hard and you're working with something or about something that you're passionate about, it's not hard. It's just your working is hard. And so I said all that to say that you want to get to a point to where, you know, you begin to believe in your strength. You begin to believe that you can overcome what happens in your life, no matter what it is. I know through God all things are possible. So that is my strong, you know, where my strength derives from. He is my foundation, you know, and I know without a shadow of a doubt that when things happen in my life and have happened in my life, there's some times where it was only me and God, you know, and I was able, excuse me, to overcome. I was able to be in a space and place to where I was joyful, where I was happy going through the trials and tribulations and going through the storm, because I know trouble don't last always. I know, that there's always light. And I'm not saying at the end of the tunnel. When you have God in your life, there is consistent life, the consistent light, no matter what the issue may be, no matter what the circumstance may be. Because, again, here, I'm not going to browbeat you with God in the Bible, but I am letting you know that without Him, you can't live life. You just cannot. And no matter what your belief is, I'm going to respect your belief, but I believe in the Almighty King Jesus. And I know that as long as I have Him in my life, I have to fear nothing. You know, I've been in situations and in predicaments to where, I didn't have, a job. And I was, but oftentimes, being the human that I am and that we all are, you're like, how are you going to do this? And how is this going to be done? And where are you going to go if you lose the home? And all these other things. But the main thing that I knew was that Lord and Savior, He is the source of all things, the creator of all things. And sometimes when you've done everything you can do, all you can do is stand. But don't stand and be still. Stand in your belief. Be steadfast in your faith and move forward. Because stand does not mean that you just are stagnant, that you don't do anything to manifest anything. You got to give God something to work with. And oftentimes, people want the blessings and they don't want to work, And the one thing that I do know and understand is when things happen to each one of us individually, collectively, as a family, the first thing that we want to do is put blame here and put blame there. But when are you going to take the responsibility and understand and know that it begins and ends with you after God, Like I said, even throughout my short life, and even throughout, be it with family and be it with friends and different things of that nature, oftentimes when different things that are detrimental have happened, in their lives, I am the one that they call. So, I will cry with you. We will fight it out. We will walk it out. We will do whatever we need to do to get you in a better space and place. But the one thing that I want you all to know and understand is that that's what we all need in our lives. You need an individual or individuals that you can trust in your personal space and be most vulnerable with, especially during times of adversity. Because I'm a firm believer, and I repeat it and I reiterate it, I'm a firm believer is if someone or those collective individuals are not there through your trials and tribulations, they do not deserve to be there in your victory. And I will reiterate that again. If they are not there in your trials and tribulations walking with you, they don't deserve to run with you in your victory. And I tell you what, because oftentimes when things happen, and to use a lack of better words, when you feel that you are on top, and everything is going well, and you have all these opportunities and this, that, and the third, sometimes some of us, we can get lost in that. And as a result, we lose ourselves. And then we wonder where, let me just rephrase that. We get lost in ourselves. When everything is going well and everything is just working out, there's opportunities and everything. And, we think that our stuff don't stink is what I was going to say. But as soon as something happens, and depending upon the severity of what happens, it can either knock you all the way off that pedestal that you've built up, for yourself, or it can, and as a result of that, some of you choose not to get back up, or it can give you what you know you needed, and that is to be humble. Because the one thing that I do know is that we are here to be a blessing, because we are a blessing. We are here to look after one another, take care of one another, and be a blessing to one another. And the only way that you can really do that is if you understand and know who you are, if you understand and know that you can depend upon you. And I know you're wondering, well, how do I get to, that space and place? What are some of the things that I can possibly do, to get to a point to where I'm not afraid to depend solely upon me? you know, that if I'm applying for these positions, then nothing manifests as of yet, and I know I have these bills due, and I know, you know, that I have this house to either move into if you're staying with relatives, or if you do not have one at all and you're from place to place, what do? Well, you use the gifts that God gave you. You use the things that you know that you are good at, and you turn them into a moneymaker. In other words, you monetize your gifts. What I'm saying is that if you are a person that you can bake well, you knit, or, you know, you're good with numbers and accounting, or, you know, you're good administratively, or whatever your gift is, begin to market yourself, you know. Begin to make the right noise so the right people can hear you. You know, begin to do things that you were afraid to do in the beginning. And, you know, a lot of times a job is safety for a lot of you. You know, a job is safety for a lot of us, period, because we know that when we get up each and every day, if we're blessed to get up, that we're going to go to a job. And we are hopeful that, you know, sometime during the course of working that job, that either weekly or biweekly or monthly or semi-monthly, that we are going to get paid. We expect to get paid because of the, you know, the hours that we have put in. And goodness forbid, if, you know, you have put in some hours and you haven't gotten paid for that, for those hours, you would have thought it was World War III. And you all will go through the processes and all these different things, you know, to make sure that you receive this money because of that work. But why can't you do the same thing, you know, when you have to be dependent upon you to get you out of a situation or to get bills paid, to get everything done, when everything is crashing down on you, so to speak? Why can't you draw strength from yourself and become your own economy, and what you really are anyway? You know, the economy today is so, so very unstable. And, you know, if you know like I know and understand, the economy of God never runs out. So that's not where my issue or my, you know, my problems lie. A lot of times, you know, a lot of people, you know, they choose not to confront things until it's directly in their face. And that's like with, for instance here, a loss of a job. Because oftentimes when people lose jobs, they think it's the end of the world. Because why? That source of income is not there anymore. Those opportunities, you know, are not there anymore. So now, you know, you're at a point to where you often, you know, think about what is it that you need to do. And you often think about, how am I going to do it? Because, again, here, if you are going to a 7 to 3, a 6 to 2, a 9 to 5, a 6 to 4, 11 to 7, et cetera, then that's all you know. That becomes your routine. That becomes your source of happiness, your source of joy, your source of whatever. Because why? In your mind, it's guaranteed. So if you're working 40 hours a week or 50 or 60 or 80 or more a week, you're like, okay, I've worked all this time. And so once again here, you come with the expectation that with all these hours that you work, my God help you, that at the end of that pay cycle, be it weekly, biweekly, semi-monthly, or monthly, you get to a point to where you're just like, okay, well, I'm expecting that money to be there. And then my question to you is, well, what if it's not even after all the time that you worked? What are you going to do then? Some of you, y'all will launch World War III. You know, you would get to the point to where you're like, you know, I've done all of this. Somebody is going to cut me a check or give me cash or whatever it is that you need to do, but you're going to find my money, you know. But at the beginning and the end of the day, what happens when that job is no more and your back is up against the wall to the degree to where the only thing that is going to get you out of any and every situation currently in your life is the sole dependency upon yourself? What are you going to do then when all you have to depend upon is you? Again, I ask you, I challenge you, are you going to come out that corner fighting to win, or are you going to concede and never reach your full potential and sink deeper into what has actually happened to you? I mean, that's the question that is real. You ask yourself the question, you know, and it's not even based on the economy, because the economy is unstable anyway, and that's been for years. You know, this is not something that just lasted, like, or just began in the last 14 years, as they claim is like when the recession actually began. No. You know, in my mind, it's always been one. You know, you're in a recession anyway when you don't have God. But like I said, each one of you have your own beliefs, and I will not browbeat you with the Bible. But I ask you that question, you know, what is it that you are going to do when it's just you and you are all you have to get you to that next point, to get money flowing in? You know, you're not going into a job because what, you just lost one. You know, so what are you going to do? And I will always tell anyone, that is when you really see what you're made of. That is when you begin to understand, even if you don't know about the gifts that God has given you, where you begin to tap into those gifts. And again, I named some of those things earlier that you may be good at. You could be a person that's good at speaking, you know, public speaking. You could be a person that's good, you know, at bringing people together and organizing. You can be a person that you're good with numbers, accounting. And the list goes on and on and on. And then what do you need to do? You need to monetize those things. Bring awareness to what it is that you want to do. Bring awareness to how you're going to get things done, because you know what? You know you have to get things done. Why? That rent is due, that mortgage, that BG&E for you all that live in Maryland, you know, that cable if you choose to have it, that computer, food, clothes, and the list goes on and on and on. And let's just have real talk here. The majority of you anyway are living paycheck to paycheck. The majority of you anyway cannot afford the lifestyles that you currently live. So, you know, you're one paycheck away from being homeless, you know, or, you know, you're just one paycheck away from not having certain things anymore. And then what do you turn around and do? You begin to cut out those things that you would consider saving you money. And in turn saving that currency, what do you go do? You go spend it. You go spend it on, you know, your clothes, your shoes, whatever. But again here, I ask you the question, why are you upon yourself? And, you know, and I'm not going to answer the question for you, but I will definitely tell you that one of the reasons are is because some of you have never been put in a position as yet to where all you had to do was depend upon you. Because if you lose a job, the first thing that you all will go do is find something that you know that will bring you something, some type of money, but not enough money to really get you to that next space and place or make a significant difference in your life. Just like a few people, you know, that I've come across and I've asked them the question, and they've lost positions. And the first thing they wanted to do is they went out to go and they find, you know, cleaning positions. They started finding positions that they knew they could easily attain to start to get some flow in it, some currency going again. The one thing that you got to understand is that even when you do that, all you were doing is filling the moment. Though they're not making a difference in their lives to the extent to where it's bringing them out. And every little bit counts, is what people say. Not so much. Not when you're dealing with having to have or having to pay, shall I say, a mortgage, a rent. You have your car note. You have insurance. You have food. You have children. God help me. And everything else. You know, so again here, what is it that you do? Ask yourself the question. I see you all lighting up the board here, you know, and just go ahead and get in your questions and we will answer them as we go. But I actually want to bring someone in here. My Lord, you know, she is one of my business partners. You know, she is a sister, a friend, a mentor, a business owner, you know, and just has many different titles, you know. But today we're going to just say that she is a person that knows who she is, you know, and fully accepts what happens in her life and chooses to conquer those things. So I'm going to go out to Mrs. Delisa Mullen Mitchell. Are you here?
I am here, Tennille. How are you?
I am wonderful, just talking to the people in Radio Land and, you know, asking them the questions, you know, and different questions just about life in general. But the main question in our topic of conversation today is, why are you afraid to depend upon you? And I actually took it from the standpoint of you losing a job just to, like, bring it home, because that's, the test of time where people literally lose their minds and they don't know what their next steps are, what they're going to do. So why, and I'm going to ask you the question, why do you think people are afraid to depend on themselves?
You know, I was listening to you, and you tapped into quite a lot. And I was actually speaking to a sister at my place of employment, and we were discussing just that, as far as just the difference between being an entrepreneur and being an employee. And a student had asked her that, and she said, well, that's very simple. When you're an employee, you have the vision of the CEO of the particular company, be it a company, a person, that you're carrying out their vision. But however, when you are CEO mindset, just having that mindset, you carry out your own vision, and you have that vision that drives you. And that's one thing that some of us are just afraid to do. A lot of us like to complain, and why is this not going on, and I can't understand why this is this. We need to do, she needs to do, they need to do. And as you say, you need to own your own truth and look at, what are you doing? Why are you not doing? Why do you feel you cannot do? Because one thing that I will always say, that God put us here. He has a purpose for us. And a lot of us are not living in that purpose that he gave us. We're going back to, I don't think I'm capable of, I don't think I can do. And we go into what is comfortable because that's what we know we can do. And we don't even put ourselves, and a lot of times we're not even put in a standpoint, in a situation that we have to. We just don't, and that sometimes it's not a good thing that we're actually put in a situation. Sometimes some of us are just in a situation that they just don't want to be there, and they're just determined that they're going to stay there because I'd rather be here and making something than not be anywhere and making nothing. So a lot of us are scared of ourselves. We're scared of our potential. We're scared to even, I hate this word, and I don't like using the word hate, try, because that's something that I just don't, it's just a term that I don't like to do, to even speak rather, to just see what you can do. And one thing that I was told a long time ago, if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. So tap into that. Look at the things that you love to do and see how you can actually impact others, whether you do it through, at this point, whether you do it to make money, just to have something to do extra to give back. So tapping into what you enjoy to do, what you enjoy doing rather, and you'll never work a day in your life. You'll always be giving. Because when you're working in your purpose, when you're walking in your purpose, when you're walking in that excellence, he will always make sure that you not only have your needs, but you also have your wants as well.
Yes, and that was very, very powerful, because you touched on so, so many things. And, you know, some of the things and some of the words that I just believe out of depth of people is the word can't. Of course, trying, I told you I rebuked that from my character and from my vocabulary a while ago. You know, and all these words that are just in regular vocabulary that could be, you know, words that are coming out of your mouth that are actually shaping your reality. And, you know, as I was sharing, as I was speaking with different people, you know, and then some of the people, you know, quote unquote, by society standards, they have made it. They're successful. They have these resources, this, that, and the third. And what I had often found out is that they were more messed up than someone who was trying to obtain, you know, that level of success by society standards. And I asked the question, you know, well, what is the reason, you know, that you are still, that you're basically still afraid of yourself? And this was twofold, because, again, here, these were certain people who, again, were successful by society standards. And so, you know, the common denominator, you know, from each one of them was the fact that, yes, you know, we may have made it, but we have no one that we trust in our current circles that, you know, we can trust are here solely for just us or solely for what we just have. And I was like, wow, you know, that's really a sad thing. When it gets to a point to where you, quote, unquote, again, made it by society standards, but yet and still you don't even have truth around you. And then I went even deeper. I said, well, don't you think that's something that you're reflecting? And they were like, how so? I said, let me just ask you a simple question. When you go out and you're blessed to leave your house each and every day, or you are leaving from your office or wherever you're leaving from, are you surrounding yourself by people who are, quote, unquote, on your level financially and have attained your level of success? Or do you surround yourself around individuals who are nowhere near you? You know, how are you presenting yourself to them? How are you so-called relating to them? Do you even give them the time of day? And again, their answers were so simple, and they didn't even realize that they had basically, you know, put themselves into this bubble, so to speak, because they did not, quote-unquote, fraternize with anyone who was not where they were. And when they attained that level of success, by them not having the truth from the beginning, number one, not owning their truth, they didn't realize that the energy that they were putting out there basically said that if you know, if this is not what you're going to do, and if this is not who you are currently, then you cannot be around me. So when they were out here, you know, to use a lack of better words, probing for individuals that were real, that I call salt of the earth, you know, salt of the earth people, that are just going to be themselves, no matter who's around, no matter what's happening, they didn't want to be bothered with them. And then on the flip side of that, I asked people who were in that rat race, shall I say, you know, and to give you just a mental picture, everyone out there, when you see, I think they're called gerbils, and they have those, you know, those wheels, and they're so-called exercising or just playing, and those things are going around and around and around and around. And so they're really not going anywhere. They're just going in circles, you know. And I asked them, I said, you know, so you're in that race to where you know that you want to go ahead and you want to do certain things, you know, and you know without a shadow of a doubt that you're going somewhere. But you are so disillusioned and you do not have, you know, even any type of sense of direction. You in turn don't even realize that you're running a race at someone else's pace until you get to the point where you're tired and everything just stops and you don't have what? The motivation. You don't have the will to keep on keeping on. You don't even have the understanding or the wherewithal that all that time you spent going around in circles that you should have been making your own path. You know, so it's just amazing to me that how many of us today are dependent upon other people to give us a life that they've never even given us in the first place. And I said, when you decide that you're going to take back the power that is yours, that you've given to someone else to change the direction of your life, to give you a new name, because if your name, for instance, if my name is Tennille and I'm giving someone my power, then what? And guess what? They've changed my whole makeup to where I'm to a point now to where if that was the person that I am, I don't even know who I am. So if you say Tennille, you know, that's what my ears are trained to hear, but am I really who I really am? And I tell you, it's just been a whirlwind as of all of the different conversations that I've heard throughout the course of the day. And I'm taken aback still in this day and age. And we're living in America, a place to where, you know, no matter what your lineage is, your upbringing, you can be from abject poverty and you could be whoever you want to be in America. But yet and still, you consistently see, and this is no slight to anyone who was foreign to this land, because I'm foreign to this land. Even though I was born in America, I'm foreign to this land. I know that went over a lot of your heads, but you understand what I'm saying. If you're coming to this country and you, quote, unquote, made it, and your explanation or your, you know, your comments are, you know, Americans are lazy, or this, that, and the third, and then you take these opportunities that you see and you work hard and you move forward, you know, and then you get to a point to where you've obtained this level of success, and then people want to give you these kudos because you came from this and now you built up to this. I'm not that person, because the one thing that I believe is that anything that's for you is for you, so saith the Lord, you know. And then even beyond that, you know, for you to even get to a point to where what a lot of us do, pass judgment, and you don't even know that person's fight or that person's journey, you know. So, you know, it, like I said, this question here is so loaded, but you have to understand and you have to know your truth no matter what it is, as long as it's your truth. Make yourself relatable. Make yourself to the point to where you're living your life at your own pace and you are not running a race, but you're making your pathway. You're defining your purpose through the power that you are, that was given unto you by God. You know, you know what? And at this point, I want to see if Brother Dominic is here, because the brother has a powerful word and a powerful voice for us each time he graces us with his presence. So I'm just going to go out to the lines here and see if he's here. Brother Dominic, are you on here? You're on the air.
Yes, I am.
Well, good to hear you. Good to hear you. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How you doing today, Minister Janelle?
I am always great, great, great. I'm always great. Well, you know, I just want to ask you one question, and I want to see what you have to say as well. You know, and that question is, why are you afraid to depend on you? And I'm not asking you that question personally. I'm just asking, you know, that question in general. You know, for instance, if a person, you know, loses a job, and I'm just, you know, I'm saying this because most people will get it in terms of what we're saying. And all you have to depend upon you, you know, to make that money, to get that next meal or take care of children and pay bills and, you know, run the gamut. Why do you think people today are still afraid to depend upon themselves?
Well, in some situations, I believe that it is on the counter fact that when we do make decisions on our own and not having the right guidance with doing it, a lot of the times we mess our own blessings up as we make these decisions. Or sometimes we may go down the wrong route trying to make a decision, or things to turn out not the way that we would like them to turn out. You know, the ultimate answer to that, though, is people, I believe, are afraid to depend on themselves, because in my opinion, it's easy to think that you can do everything on your own. It's hard to try to get help to do things. But the easy way out is to say, look, I can do this. I can do this on my own. It's always something telling yourself that, you know, but actions speak louder than words, you know. So if you're telling yourself that, but then you don't follow ahead and through with it, then it's just simply you saying that, like you said, people are scared to depend on themselves to do for themselves, to make a way happen.
Right, when all you have is you to depend upon, what are you going to do? Are you going to keep your back up against the wall, or are you going to come out fighting to win? You know, when you know it's just you and you're in your quiet of quietness of the moment, of your moment, for me, I know God is there. And sometimes it's just God and me. And I know without a shadow of a doubt I'm going to conquer any and everything that is put before me, because the one thing I refuse to do is lay down and die, period. You know, period. That's not even an option for me to do. Fighting is what I do. And, you know, do you get tired in the fight sometimes? Absolutely. But what keeps me going is the fact that I know that God promised me, my Lord, that everything he has for me, it is mine. It is mine indeed. But for people who may not have a relationship with God, for people, you know, not to really even understand, you know, who they are in him, what advice would you have for them?
Well, the first advice I would, you know, advise is to just know that there is a God, and that if they don't know him, to try to seek answers, to find out, you know, because that's who our help comes automatically from. And he helps us even when we don't know how to help ourselves, even when we don't acknowledge him. You know, he's a merciful God, and he's a forgiving God. You know, even though a lot of people don't acknowledge him in everything that they do, if people would just acknowledge him, even if they're not believers, but just try it, and I guarantee you, I know that it will make them a believer once they see what God can do for them and in their lives when they lean upon him to ask him to help them out, you know, with any needs, any wants, anything that's necessary, a necessity in life. God is the provider, and he's the way to go with any way that I do things in life. Because I know that he is my provider, and I know that he has my back 100% no matter what. And that's how, when I was in the world, you know, the thing that turned me around was that, the fact that I seen that I can depend on God when I started asking, the fact that I reached out and searched for that knowledge beyond the cradle, you know, so that I will know who and my help comes from.
Amen, amen. That was great. Amen, amen. Because that's where your help comes from, Jesus. So just tell them a little bit about you, and then go ahead and serenade them with anything that you choose to for your power moment.
Well, my name is Dominic Graham. I'm a minister of music at Spirit of Life Ministries. I've been self-employed for about seven and a half years now, singing, playing at different places, the keyboard, singing all around, and doing shows, you know, inspired by God to just be able to do what's right and to follow what it says in the Bible about allowing my gifts to make way for me. So I'm a father of eight. Seven girls, one boy, struggling artist.
Not anymore. Come on.
No, you know it. The power of God.
Come on.
And, you know, I'm just striving to try to do better and, you know, be there and do what I'm supposed to do and fulfill my purpose in life.
Great. And that's great, great. That is wonderful. That is wonderful. So you want to keeping on in the name of Jesus. Well, we are all waiting and we are excited, go ahead and give them something. Serenade us with whatever is on your heart to do.
Amen. All right. Today I want to do awesome. Because I want to let everybody know, this is one of my favorite songs because I acknowledge how awesome God is in everything that he does for me and for others.
My God, he is awesome. The agony for is why I'm leaving. Praise His holy name. My God is awesome. You believe He's awesome? Say awesome. You know that He's awesome. Be awesome. Awesome. Oh my God. Oh my God. Somebody say He's mighty. He's mighty. He's mighty. He's mighty. Awesome. Awesome. He's holy, He's holy, He's holy, He's holy, awesome, awesome, hallelujah, worthy God, awesome. Somebody say He's great, He's great, He's great, He's great, awesome, awesome, hallelujah, worthy God. Awesome. Somebody said, deliverer, 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 deliverer. Awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome. Somebody said, provider, provider.
wonderful as well. It just shows your versatility. But just give them a bar or two of your voice without the keyboard, because we could hear
acapella.
You. We could, of course,
okay.
You need to go acapella. You need to let the people of Radio Land hear you. This is your stage right now. Go ahead.
Yes, indeedy. All right. God is able. God is able, God is able to do anything. He did it for me, He'll do it for you. All you got to know, it's our God is true. So God is able. God is able. God is able to do anything. To do anything. Believe it and receive it.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Amen. I'm excited. Tell them how to get in contact with you. Give them your information, and, of course, I will post it. And wait a minute, there's a few questions here for you. But go ahead and give them your information, and then I'm going to ask, I'm going to ask you the few questions that I hear. Excuse me, let me rephrase that. Hearing, I'm all in the music still. That I am, amen, that I'm reading. So go ahead and let them know how to get in contact with you. And give them the information.
Okay. My name is underneath for Dominic Graham on Facebook. That's DominicK. Graham, that's GRAHAM. My telephone number is 443-983-4345. Once again, 443-983-4345. Last week when I called in, it was only a text phone, but I do have minutes once again. And I always
can
tell
come
you
on
cannot
get real
through the
with
phone. Yes, indeed.
come on and keep it real. Amen.
I can't remember the Gmail account right now. Do you remember, Minister Tanel?
Oh, see, you got me on the air talking about this. I remember the Gmail account. Only in radio land. You hear me, people.
Oh,
I can
give you.
This is not scripted, you know, and I tell you, we are just going to continue to just, keep it together and keep it real at, you know, in any capacity. I tell you the truth. But,
yes,
you know,
indeed.
Brother Dominic, you know, as I'm going through here, because you know, I don't have it right in front of me, Brother Dominic. Let me just be on very transparent here. I was not expecting to be given your demographics. Love you dearly. Amen. Love you. But I was not expecting to give, you know, your demographic, you know. Can we just be transparent here? But I do know here, I definitely do know that, you know, I'm going to do this.
I do have an email that they can contact me on. I have to get the same email that I got last week, which I run it through my children's mother's email, because that was my secretary before when I was going on tour and things like that. So the email address is Tierra, T-I-E-R-A, B-L-U-N-T, @gmail.com.
Well, okay. You know, and like I said, and you know what, and look at this. You gave them that, and so I'm going to read out your secondary one, and you can tell them the first one again. Now, his secondary one plug is dom.graham.voice@gmail.com. And so, again, here, that's dom.graham, graham.voice@gmail.com. So that's his secondary. Go ahead and give to them your first one that you just gave again.
It is Tierra, T-I-E-R-A, Blunt, B-L-U-N-T, @gmail.com.
Okay, well, that is wonderful, 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 ladies and gentlemen. You heard Brother Graham on the line here singing his face off, amen, and playing
amen.
The keyboard as well. He did the a cappella set for you as well, amen. And just we appreciate him, you know, pour into him, continue to pour into him. And let me just not forget, let me just tell you, I just ask you these couple of questions before you have to go. Now, the first one is, how long have you been singing?
Well, I've been singing since I was 5 years old, starting out on the church choirs, of course. And I'm 27 years old now.
Okay, so for quite some time, that is definitely a blessing. And the second question here is, she's saying she because she's a she, okay, whatever that means, amen. Okay, but she's basically saying, where can people see you? You know, where can they see you performing? And then there's another gentleman here that's asking the same question. So that's one from a gentleman and one from a young lady who just want to know where you can, you know, where they can see you, basically.
Amen, amen. Well, today, actually a little later, probably about another hour, I'll be going up to, as I prayed on it earlier, to the BP gas station across from the McDonald's on Marbury and it's not Marbury, that's what, Franklin. Franklin and that's not Fulton. Franklin and Smallwood. Tomorrow, okay. I'll actually be out Towson. And for the rest of the weekend, I'll be out Towson at the shopping center right on Lock Raven and Taylor Avenue.
So you see, ladies and gentlemen, he is not just inside the house of the Lord. The brother takes it to the streets. He will. I'm telling you, it's just a powerful, powerful anointing on this young man's life. You are going to pretty soon see him in different events that we actually have coming up. You will definitely see him, you know, at some of, you know, some powerful venues coming up. So definitely, definitely be on the lookout for Mr. Graham. He is doing it, and he is doing it well. And most importantly, God is leading his life. And when God leads your life, you cannot help but win. And we appreciate you. We are always overjoyed for you to jump on and, you know, be on here and have your purpose moment with a fresh perspective, powered by Power with Purpose. As I already told you, he is a part of the family. You all go out and support him, you know, and just do anything that you can do to pour into his life and his movement and each other, you know, because it is about us pouring into each other and supporting each other, especially when you're doing something powerful for God, when you're doing something on purpose and with purpose. And Brother Dominic, we love you here at Power with Purpose Radio. A fresh perspective always. We will give you that. We look forward to hearing you. You know, any time that you have the availability to get on here, you are welcome, welcome, welcome. Like I said, we've already adopted you as family, and we thank you for blessing us today, and thank you for your time and everything. And we send all our prayers and blessings to your family.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you so much. I love y'all as well. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. We want to keep plugging you and keep putting business in your realm. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
So, ladies
amen.
And gentlemen, we will have more to come in terms of venues for Brother Dominic. We will get together, and we will let you all know the upcoming venues where you can literally see him. Come on out and get food, enjoy music, food, and just everything, and we will be just on it for the brother because he's on fire. So, again, thank you. God bless you. Love you in the name of Jesus, and love your family, and thank you for sharing with us today.
Thank you. God bless.
Amen.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. That was Brother Dominic Graham, and he is always welcome. He will always deliver a powerful word unto you and definitely bless you with the beautiful voice of God that he has actually been given. I want to just go back out here. My business partner, are you still on the line? Mrs. Dorlisa Mellon Mitchell, are you still on the line?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Great, great, great. You know, we were just blessed by Brother Dominic and all that good stuff. What are you feeling just about, like, the live energy and just the power of God? Did you hear him singing at all?
Yes, I did. I was feeling the anointing through the phone. It was just powerful, powerful just to hear it like that. And just
amen.
He talented in his own right. I tell you, he is really getting ready to just, as I say, blow up. It was wonderful.
Absolutely. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I just want you all to understand that you will never get on a Fresh Perspective broadcast powered by power, you know, power with purpose, and hear anything scripted. If you hear a door close, if you hear a baby laughing or crying, whatever you hear, it is all life. It's coming to you live and direct. You know, and I expect people, when they get on here, just to be themselves, because this is not about a broadcast. This is about a conversation. And when you're on here, I want you to feel just a part of the family, feel empowered. You know, as I promised you all, in our next coming, you know, our upcoming episodes, we are going to interact with you even more. We're going to go out to the lines and interact with the live callers. I see you all lighting up the boards in the chat room. And, you know, we're just going to continue to move forward, continue to be a blessing unto you as you all are a blessing unto us for even joining us this early evening. And we still have a few more minutes, so we're going to continue the conversation. But I believe in taking time out just to thank you all for supporting the show. We are a new show, but we're going to keep keeping on, and we're going to increase the numbers, not just for the sake of having numbers, but for the sake of continuing the powerful messages, you know, that are being brought to you, for you to be introduced to people who love people, you know, people who are out there doing their own thing, you know, they're doing things that are positive and powerful and on purpose. What you just want to understand and what you just want to know is that you want to be a part of the movement. Number one, you're a movement all by yourself. I hope you believe that. But you want to be a part of a movement to where you know that it's going to change the lives of people on purpose. So I have to give you all love. And thank you for continuing to support, and thank you for all it is that you all do in terms of even getting in the chat room, you know, in terms of calling and listening in and everything. Oh, one yes, her name is Derlisa Mullen. Derlisa Mullen Mitchell. Absolutely. Good, good, good. That's some great stuff. And yes, his name was Dominic Graham. But again, we're going to just jump back into the topic of conversation. Why are you afraid to depend on you? One lady actually is sharing, you all are getting real personal, I see. She says because she has never been taught how to depend upon herself. Wow. What do you say to that, Dolisa?
Wow, that is very, very deep. And I take it as an honor that she felt comfortable to even share that with us. I mean, and that is true. That is something that is not taught. It's something that is learned in a sense. And a lot of us don't even think about it, that we're just doing. We just go about our day just doing the same old thing. You get up in the morning, you get ready for wherever you're going, and you do what you need to do. You eat, you take care of your kids, you go to your place, you come home, and it's just over and over and over again. And you really don't think about what you can do outside of yourself and what the challenges are. And as you said earlier, you said that it's just as far as the employment is something that I think a lot of us are pretty much connected to, but not even just that, just things that you have as far as maybe it might be an appearance, the way that you feel, that you might feel that you're not, you don't look the best way that you should. Just the way that you treat people, you're not doing things that you the way that you should do. And it's just a simple way of just a simple change. One simple thing is just in your mind, and it's power of your tongue. You know what? I don't know how to do that, but I'm going to learn. And one thing that I always like to say is, you know, one thing that you can always do, somebody who's always there that knows everything about you, knows you even better than you know yourself, is God. Have that conversation with him. Take time with him and say, Lord, please reveal to me. Show to me what I need to do. Show me what I can do in my daily actions, basically what I can do to just happen to me and walk away from it and not being letting it be me in that sense. And that's one way to basically start out, And then again, you need to also look at your circle. And one thing that I've been told several times is that if you're the most successful person in your center, in your circle of friends, then you need to branch out. You need to find somebody that is where you want to be, so that can be somebody that can definitely tell you, show you how to get to where they are. Because really, if that person is real, they don't have a problem with reaching back and saying, you know, this is what I did, and let me help you. Because that's what we need to do. We need to be able to do that. And you need to be able to have that person to say, you know what, that's not what you need to do. This is what you need to do here along that line. So the first thing is, which is really good, is that she owned her truth. And that's very admirable that she did that. So have that conversation with God, and then think about who you're surrounding yourself around. Are you surrounding yourself with people that are always complaining? Are you surrounding yourself around people that, you know what, even though I'm not there, I'm working towards getting into my purpose. I'm working into getting to where I know I want to be. I might be here temporarily, but I'm moving. As you say, I'm moving forward. And that would be a way to get started.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to go back out to the boards. And another question was, or more or less, it's not even a question, it's a comment. And what they're basically saying here, I'm going to sum it up instead of reading, you know, verbatim, is that throughout life, all they've known is hard work, because that's all they've seen. And so if that was taken away, they basically wouldn't know what to do with themselves, because that's all they have seen. So basically, you know, does it get to a point to where you're just too old to change? And I'm going to tell you this, no. The only time that it gets old, my goodness, is when it's your time, when God calls you home. Hopefully it's God calling you home, amen. But, you know, it never will get to a point to where it's old. I don't care how old you are, you're never too old to change your life. If you believe in yourself and you know that you can do it, then why not do it? And, you know, that's all I can really say to that. Do you have anything that you want to put towards that, Darlisa?
I definitely feel the same way. You know, it's never too late to change. And the one thing that I'm looking at, if you've seen hard work and your ethic is hard work, why not take that hard work and put it into you? Give it back to you. And whatever that you desire to do. And even if it's been revealed or has not been revealed, take that ethic and be selfish for a minute and do you versus working hard for others. Do you.
Hey, and I second that, fourth, fifth, and sixth, and seventh, that notion, I tell you. But see, I'm going to change the word. I don't want to do hard work. I just want to work hard. Because, see, if you come into the thing to where, just like you said, all you know is hard work, when have you actually had the chance to enjoy the fruits of that labor? Because in my mind, hard work, that's all I'm always doing is hard work. No, we don't. We as people, we have to get out of that. You know, we want to work hard, you know. And when I mean work hard, I mean get to a point where the work that you are doing is something that you are passionate about doing. Because, see, if you change your mindset, then that working hard for you is really not, again, working at all. What is happening is that as you change your mindset, you change your way of doing things. I mean, that's automatically. You know, that goes along, you know, it's the old, you know, adage that basically says, my goodness, and I laugh every time I hear it. Haven't heard it in a while, but I laugh because it's just so true. You know, if you go and you ask, you know, someone successful to give you advice, 10 times out of 10, they're going to give you money. If you go and you ask someone to give you money, 10 times out of 10, they want to give you some advice, right? So I said all of that to say, you be the person that gives the advice, and when you see the right cause, give the money. Because, see, we are all here and blessed to be a blessing to one another. And, see, when it comes down to hard work, as you indicated, let it work for you. Because, you know, you have people will tell you all the time, and I don't know, you know, where you currently are or what are you currently, you know, doing with your life. But my prayer is for you that you get to a point to where you are actually able to enjoy the life that you were purposed to have here. Because no one should be living a life to where it's so consistently bogged down with adversity. And I'm talking about adversity in the sense where you're feeling like you can't get a hand up. And see, too often people look at giving people a hand out. And that, to me, is a smack in the face as it is. You want to give someone a hand up. And I guarantee you, if you give someone a hand up or a few someone's a hand up, you won't even think about what you're doing because you're doing it for the purpose of helping them up. That's the whole point. You know, so, you know, I applaud you again here for just being honest about what your reality has been and what your life has been. And so I'm going to go back to the board for one or two more comments and questions. Okay, so the other question is, well, if you do want to change your life, where do you begin? Jesus, Lord have mercy. Dolisa, you want to give them some advice on where they can begin if they want to change their lives?
Well, first, I don't want to make it sound like I am who I am. I know whose I am. So one thing I always do is I always start out with God because I owe him so much. And that's the one thing that you can always do. You can always go to him and ask him to give you the mindset. But it's good that you already have the mindset to want to change. And as I stated before, he's the only one that knows you better than even the woman that gave you birth, that gave birth to you. So he's the best person to give you that advice and even give you the direction to guide you, whether he guides you through actually a thought, whether it's somebody that gives you a confirmation of something that maybe you were thinking about, it's always a way that he can definitely guide you in that direction. And then once you actually have that guidance and then have that confirmation, make sure that you're doing something every single day to make sure that you're working towards it so that you'll know that you're moving at your own pace. Because one thing I don't like to give advice to is just, you know, you got to do this 100% and you go all the way, because then that way you'll feel that you're in over doing too much and you tend to revert back. But as long as you're doing an activity and you commit to a certain amount of time that you're going to do that activity to move forward, you're definitely changing yourself in a way, in the correct direction, allowing and make sure you allow God to help you with that, and it will be easier, because one thing, once you start walking, you'll start walking faster, and you'll start jogging, which leads you to running, which leads you to just getting to where you want to go, and before you realize that you've accomplished one goal, and you'll want to accomplish another, after another, after another.
Absolutely, and I agree. That was some powerful information. We're going to take it back to the boards. Ladies and gentlemen, I promise you the next time that we are on air, we love to hear your voices, and so we're definitely going to let you chime on in and ask us questions that you might have for us. But we're going to take it to the board, and we have another comment. And basically the comment is saying that I am afraid, or I was afraid to depend upon myself, because every time I went to do it, it just didn't work out. Okay, listen. One thing that I do know is that nothing ever works out. Nothing ever not works out. And I'm going to tell you why. Now, I'm going to come from a strong spiritual standpoint, okay? Because the one thing that I know is God's thoughts are not our thoughts and his ways are not our ways. So it may not work out according to how you want it to work out, but it always works out because God is not going to let nothing not work out in your life. You want to know why? Because he has positioned you. He has ordained your days, and he has already cleared the way for everything to work out according to his perfect will and way and purpose for your life. His requirement to you is for you to love him and believe in him, and I hope that you do. And if you do, then you understand exactly where I'm coming from. And if you don't, I pray that he manifests someone within your life for you to get to know him. Because in this life, I'm telling you personally, for me, I cannot live this life. I cannot be involved in this life if God was not in it. There's things that I will not do, and one of the things that I will never do is live this life without God. Like I told you, I will never browbeat you with the Bible, but God is in every part of my life. His hand is upon my life, and there's no way in the world that I would not acknowledge him. I will always acknowledge him and let you know where my strength derives from, let you know that I am his purpose, power in the earth. You know, let you understand and know that there's nothing that I cannot do if God did not ordain or open the way for me to do it. And that's just my life. And we're going to go to the board again here. This is a question. And the question is even when, you know, when you want to do something and you have family pulling you back, and out of everyone that you thought that would have your back, it was your family, but they are the very ones who are trying to keep you from what it is you want to do. What do you do? I'm going to speak on this, and then I also want, you know, my business partner to go ahead and speak on this. I'm going to tell you this one thing, and this is powerful, and this may sting a little bit, but I'm always going to give you the truth. The one thing that you have to understand, and again, I'm speaking from a spiritual standpoint, I'm going to bring it home for you. The one thing that you have to understand is that God born you into this world. He knew your name before he knit you in your mother's womb, okay? He knew his plans for you, and he is going to do what he said that he was going to do. Mind you, I'm saying that in the present because what he said he was going to do for you, it's already done. But what you have to understand is when God said that we must love one another, even lay down our lives to one another, and he didn't even say that that had to be your family. Be very, very clear. Because when you become a new creature in him, he wasn't talking about blood ties. He wasn't talking about biological family. You have a new family in Christ that's not biological unto you. I'm not saying do not care for your biological family, as you indicated. What I am specifically saying to you is that they are not the beginning of your life. They are not the end of your life. When you came into this world, you came by yourself. When you leave out of this world, you're going to leave by yourself. The only thing that I hope and pray for you is that throughout your journey in life that you had the opportunity to love God, to know God, to experience people, you know, who have done great things, you know, to experience people, you know, who were willing to support you, to experience people, you know, who just had your back regardless of whatever it is. And oftentimes it's not your family, you know, and, you know, you shared a lot of personal things here, so I'm not going to put it all out there. But the one thing that I will say to you is don't give up on you. Because when you do is when you lose sight of what it is that you're supposed to do. Be clear about your life. Love who you are and move forward in your life. Darlisa?
Wow. That sometimes is like the hardest pill to swallow because one thing that you always you hear is, you know, this is blood, we blood, we blood, we go in together, we go, we're just going to do this thing together. And one thing is that is very hard is that sometimes your family, even though you might share the same blood, you might share the same last name, and one thing that my pastor always says is they might not share your dreams, and they are sometimes your worst enemy. And that's really hard because you have your family that you were given through biologically, and a lot of people, some are very blessed that they actually have family that they love and support them no matter what, but some of us have those family members, especially the ones that you would think that would be like, well, you know what, I believe in you, I'm going to share this, and then behind your back, they're really watching for you to fail. And that is one thing that, in a sense, that is hard to do. But again, you have to realize that you have God with you. And sometimes you will have family members that aren't there for you, but God will send you somebody that might not necessarily be biologically related to you, to guide you, to get you to that dream. And that's the hard pill to swallow that I know I've had to experience many times, is that they're really looking for you to say, you know what, I'm there for you, but they're waiting for you to fail. And then if you make a mistake, see, I told you you shouldn't have done that. And so that gives me, and that should give you more reason to say, you know what, I'm going to make a liar out of you, because I know whose I am, I know why I'm, and what I need to do, and I'm going to make you realize that I was able to do this with or without you. Endure.
Absolutely, and you know, excuse me, and that was just some great advice there. That was heartfelt. Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, we are always going to give you the truth. Now, what you choose to do with that is what you will, but understand and know that this is about self-expression. This is about truth. This is about moving forward. This is about empowerment. This is about giving you the tools that you need, not just to get to the next level, because you never want to get just to the next level. You want to supersede many levels. You want to get to a point to where you're in a space and place that you don't know and that you're comfortable with not knowing. Because when you get to a point to where you're comfortable with not knowing, that means you have fully surrendered and let go and let God lead you. And that is so, so, so very powerful. And I tell you what, as you move forward in this life, again here, my prayer is for you that you are able to do it with the manifestation of people who are right where you want to be. And not just in your financial world, we're talking about in your spiritual realm. We're talking about that are a reflection of you, to where you just, you know, you just are around people that you want to be around, that they are about life and living. They are about doing things and moving forward, and they are the change that you want to see in this world. Because, see, all it takes is one. All it takes is one, and all you need is one platform. Amen? And we can name the ones. You know, and I know you all were expecting me to name famous people, so I will just name a few for the sake of conversation. Martin Luther King, Dr. Martin Luther King. You know, I will name Kathy Hughes, African-American woman who has done what few in any, you know, race have done, and that's to completely own 100% a powerful, powerful media giant, you know, where there's TV One broadcasting off of it, Radio One, which encompasses it all, you know. And then you have Tennille Michael, Dorlisa Mullen Mitchell, Dominic Graham, Tatiana Thomas, you know, people that you all don't know as of yet, but God's promises, the world will make room for your gifts. But I tell you this, in the few people that I've named that you don't know as of yet, we are making the right noise, and the right people are destined to hear us. And that's what it is, ladies and gentlemen. You want to make the right noise so the right people will hear you. And I tell you what, we are coming down. We're about like 4 minutes or so, but you know, that we have left. And so I'm going to go back to the board, and that's like kind of time for like one more comment or question, and then we will definitely close out. And the last question is, I want to win. It was like a comment and a question. So let me just look at this again. I want to win. I thought I had the formula to win, but I don't know if I am the person that can win. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to tell you something, who wrote that. I'm going to tell you, when you were just that bold to put something like that in a room specifically that is a live chat for a radio broadcast, you've answered the question that you are not only the person that can win, but you have what it takes to win. Because, see, winning is not you accomplishing a goal. Winning is not you, you know, moving to the next level. Winning for me is knowing who you are, because when you know who you are and you know the power that you possess, no matter what is put before you, you are destined to win it. That is winning for me. That's powerful, and I just wanted to share that with you and just encourage you to keep on keeping on. You know, this here is lifestyle, you know, and if you want winning to be your lifestyle, believe in you, because that's where it begins, and that's where it will definitely end. Delisa, do you have any comment for that last one?
Absolutely. First of all, I just love the fact that the person already spoke it. I want to win. So now that you've already spoken it, continue to keep that positive energy going. Continue to speak that, because you have so much power in your tongue. Do not allow the negativity, the negative thoughts, your haters, to bring that negative energy to life. Continue to walk in the positiveness and just see just exactly how far you will go with that.
Absolutely. And that was just powerful, powerful, powerful. Again, I thank everyone for the participation. I thank you for just calling in and being a part of this movement. This is not a show, ladies and gentlemen. This is a movement. I don't even like the connotation show. We happen to be broadcasting on the radio. But this is a movement that I want every one of you to be a part of, to feel like you are a family, you know, just coming together, doing powerful things. Excuse me. We have some great, great, great things that are coming up. There'll be, you know, portions of this movement to where you all can tap into different opportunities. We will continue to bring powerful people on to give you not just advice, but to give you tools that you can use immediately to move forward and push forward. There's so many things that we have on board for you, and I'm just so very excited. I just want to thank all of you. I want to thank Dominic. I want to thank Dominic Graham. I want to thank, you know, my business partner and sister, Dorlisa Mullen Mitchell. Dorlisa, real quick, tell them how they can get in contact with you.
You can reach me, Dynasty of Excellence, at 443-203-8622. Or you can email me at dyofex7.ll@gmail.com.
And that is great and wonderful, ladies and gentlemen. I thank you so, so, so very much. This has been your purposed moment, giving you a fresh perspective all the time, coming to you live and direct with power and on purpose. Have a blessed evening until we meet again.